Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to welcome you once again to this show tonight. And as we celebrate Father's Day, I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a prayerful Father's Day and remind you that as the head of the family, it is your privilege and duty to pray for the household in your charge, and those under your care and authority. Too often in today's society, the responsibility is left upon the woman, having to assume the responsibility and position of the head of the household. Tonight, I encourage all fathers to take up their rightful position and once again be the head of their respective homes. I don't think that we're asking too much of the fathers, but it is very important that you do that. Let us pray. Father, as the high priest and head of this household, I declare and decree, as for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Praise be to you, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you have blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We reverence you and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we acknowledge and welcome the presence of your Holy Spirit here in our home. We thank you, Father, that your Son, Jesus Christ, is here with us because we are gathered together in his name. Lord God, your divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of you who called us by your own glory and goodness. As spiritual leader of this home, I declare on the authority of your word that my family will be mighty in the land. This generation of the upright will be blessed. Father, you delight in the prosperity of your people, and we thank you that wealth and riches are in our house, and that our righteousness endures forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. We will take a short break and come right back.
Oh,
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. We strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Our scripture reading tonight will be taken from Colossians chapter 3, the King James Version. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid in Christ, with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeking that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. And there is no respect of persons. Amen. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We'll take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some difficulties here with our computer system tonight, but we trust that we will be able to overcome these difficulties and continue the show. As Father's Day, and we are dedicating the show tonight to the fathers, those who are still with their children, those who cannot be found, those who have abandoned their children, and those who are there but not doing what they are supposed to be doing. On the other hand, I'm reaching out to the children who can't appreciate what their fathers are trying to do for them. We also would like to encourage you, both father and children, that the Bible warns us about disobedience to our parents, and the father should not provoke the children. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Deuteronomy 5, verse 16, "Honor the father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." God says that we must honor our earthly fathers. This is the first commandment out of the 10 that gives us a promise. The above scripture verses suggested that we more or less determine the length of our lives and destiny. We should not wait for Father's Day to set it aside to honor fathers, but we should show respect and love for them throughout the year and throughout their lives. We should be thankful for the little things that they were able to provide, and not only the big things. Some fathers are not able to provide as they would love to. Some fathers do not make a lot of monies to make ends meet. But they're always there for their children through thick and thin. And they're very much supportive in everything productive that the children tries to do. Colossians 3 verse 20 says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged." As fathers, you should avoid harshness, anger, showing favoritism, severity, and cruelty toward your children. Discipline is wonderful if it is done with love and godliness. Children should be nourished with wholesome discipline and biblical instructions in an effort to create a Christian mind. We must not be disrespectful and curse our parents. The scripture warns us about cursing them. Matthew 15 verse 4 says, "For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and thy mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death." So tonight, I would like to take this opportunity once again to lead all the children in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I submit to you and ask your forgiveness for lying, cursed, disobeyed, displeased my Father, and disobeyed your commandments. I pray, O Lord, that you'll restore me to that knowledge that you're not a respecter of persons. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I will be able to overcome the habit of finding fault with my Father. I pray that I will do my best to make things right in the eyes of my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Thank you once again. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World, and today's Father's Day, and we're dedicating this show tonight to the fathers. I want to encourage you once again that if you have a question, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at Out of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. And tonight, we want to continue on this spiritual journey. And the lesson tonight will be dedicated to all the men who have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, or those who have walked away. I would also like to encourage those who are not yet fathers, but as men, we need to stand up. How many times have you heard someone say, time is of essence? In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2, we read, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. God has made a way so that every man, woman, and child can be assured of eternal life. Now is your time to answer the most important question you will ever encounter. And that question is, have you been born again? If not, then you cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus tells his disciples, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. The Bible assures us of heaven, but it also assures us of hell. If you take a look at Revelation 20, verse 15, and whatsoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God does not want anyone to spend eternity in hell. He is not willing that any should perish. In 1 John 5, verse 13, the Apostle John writes, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. God has provided everything we need to be assured of eternity in heaven with him. In Acts 8, verse 30 to 31, the Bible tells us of the story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. As he was reading about Jesus from the book of Isaiah, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. Isaiah 59, verse 2. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Psalm 145, verse 17. God is unable to tolerate sin because of his holiness. He is completely without any wrong. Sin is totally foreign and alien to God. Many people in this day and age think of sin as some type of crime, but there is a difference. That which is a crime against society is a sin, which is an offense against God. The Bible tells us in James 2, verse 10, For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Even if you are a very moral person, the Bible says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We'll take a short break and come right back.
Your sin. You came down and paid the price that no one else could have paid, as a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty with nothing. Heaven was heard.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present. Honor the
Lord,
great commission.
Proclaim even while I was yet in the world. You came down to say the price.
Song,
the price that no one else could have paid. As a ransom for my sins. Lord, I thank you today. I can't praise you enough, Lord, for dying for me. I was guilty. With nothing to say, and they were coming to take me away. When a voice from heaven.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. And as we continue to celebrate Father's Day and to continue our spiritual journey, we would like to place some emphasis on the four steps to salvation through Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. When a person accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they are spiritually born again and become a member of God's family. But as many as received him, which is Jesus Christ we're speaking about, to give them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. There are four steps necessary for you to become born again. And I would like you to sit back and to meditate on these four steps and submit to the calling of Jesus Christ. Each step is very important, and though they may seem to happen simultaneously, they are listed separately so that you can better understand them. Ask. Repent, receive, believe. You must repent. To repent is to express sorrow for something that is past, in this case, your sin. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. You must acknowledge before God that you are a sinner and deserve nothing better than going to hell. Repentance is also a sincere turning away from sin towards God. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. You must believe. Believing in Jesus Christ is more than just believing he exists. The Bible tells us, The devils also believe and tremble. James 2 verse 19 says, truly, believing is placing your full confidence in him to save you from your sin. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You must believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross to save you from your sin. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. You must ask, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. To call upon the Lord is to request or appeal to Christ to forgive your sin and save you from eternity in hell. You must pray and ask Jesus to do these things. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You must receive. To receive something, you must take it as a thing offered or sent. Salvation is a free gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. But like any gift, it is not yours until you take it or receive it. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You must pray and tell the Lord that you wish to receive his wonderful gifts of eternal life. The Bible tells us that we must make a choice to serve God or to reject God. Joshua 23, verses 14 to 15 reads, now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You have to come to the place in your life where you must now choose to accept or reject Jesus Christ, the Lord. If you choose to accept his payment for your sin, then you simply need to bow your heads and pray. Tell Jesus in your own words that you're sorry for your sin, and ask him to forgive you and save you from hell. Tell him you are willing to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you'd like to accept his gift of eternal life. Remember, Jesus Christ never turns anyone away, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Dear friends, if you have just received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and would like more information to help you grow spiritually, you could write to me, the Reverend Donald Davis, at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. And you have fed us with the spiritual food of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and to serve you as faithful witnesses of Jesus Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we thank you once again for this opportunity and this privilege to minister to your people. We pray that you'll continue to bless this show, House of Christ Ministries presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. Father, we thank you once again, and we bless you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that will come up against us, every spirit that will try to hinder us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up tonight, and we bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, and we bless you, Lord. Amen. And good night.